According to new data released from the Joyful Heart Foundation, Milwaukee is one of a handful of cities across the country facing a backlog of untested rape kits, and the rest of the state isn't faring that well either.
According to the foundation, Milwaukee reported over 2,600 untested rape kits in its police storage facilities, and data from the entire state of Wisconsin, as compiled by the Attorney General's office, found over 3,000 additional untested rape kits statewide.
Here to talk about the data is Sarah Tofte, Vice President of Advocacy for the Joyful Heart Foundation. Sarah, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, let's start by talking about these numbers. Over 2,600 untested rape kits in police storage facilities in Milwaukee, over 6,000 kits statewide. How did you arrive at these numbers?
Well, we didn't actually calculate the numbers. It was an initiative of the Wisconsin Attorney General. And it's our understanding that the Attorney General was interested in assessing, you know, how many untested rape kits there were throughout the state, and it just happened to coincide with a public records request we had made, and so they shared the data with us. I will say it's very unique to have a state take on a count on their own, and so we very much were encouraged by the fact that this was an initiative of the Attorney General's, and I do think it shows that on some level, they really care deeply about figuring out what they're doing with their rape kits.
Well, based on these numbers, how would you say that Milwaukee and Wisconsin are doing?
It's a great question. First, I do want to point out that just because Milwaukee and Wisconsin are some of the few states right now that we know of that has a backlog doesn't mean that they're any worse than any other city or state. The fact is that we don't know how big the backlog is across this country. Very few states track it. Very few cities publicly acknowledge it. The federal government doesn't require submission of this data. It's one reason why we undertook this project, to figure out what was going on in cities and states across the country. So just because Milwaukee and Wisconsin are now reporting backlogs doesn't necessarily mean they're doing anything any worse than any city or state. It's just that we know about it now. That being said, you know, these are a lot of untested rape kits to have in police storage facilities. These really represent cases that perhaps didn't make it as far through the system as they could. Rape kit testing is an essential tool in an investigative toolbox to move these cases forward. So it's perhaps not the best sign that you have all these untested kits there. For some survivors, this may represent some lost justice, and for some offenders, it may have allowed them to get away with their crimes.
How would you say the rape kit comes into play when we're talking about prosecution of cases?
Yeah, that's a really great question. There's been a lot of discussion around this about the value of testing all kits. There's definitely common agreement. Most people understand you would test a rape kit in a stranger case because it may be one of the only ways you're going to discover the perpetrator's identity. And, you know, over the last several years, those of us working on this issue have learned of the incredible value of testing rape kits in all kinds of cases. We've been a part of some in-depth case studies in Detroit and Memphis where they're testing every single rape kit that they had in their backlog and moving forward. And what they're finding is they're getting incredible investigative results in all kinds of cases. Even when you know the suspect of the perpetrator, you want to test the kit to confirm their presence at the alleged crime scene. You want to test the kits to identify serial rapists. Serial rapists can be stranger rapists or acquaintance rapists. There are ways in which when you test the kit, you can affirm a victim's version of event and discredit the suspect. And you can also exonerate innocent suspects as well. So there's so much investigative value. And I think until the last few years, we didn't appreciate as much how much you can get from testing kits in all kinds of cases. And what we've seen is if when you're really serious about a case and you want to move it as far through the system as you can, you're going to test the kit to see what information you might get from it.
Now, the Milwaukee Police Department has been fairly critical of this report, and they say it's lacking context and that it fails to give the time frame the untested kits cover. And given that you said that they are collecting this data themselves, you didn't go after it. I don't know. How do you make sense of this in the response?
Yeah. You know, it's a response we've seen before. It is not uncommon for a city to respond to news of their backlog by, in some ways, I think, trying to devalue or undervalue what they have in their storage facilities. And I think we just simply disagree about the value of testing these kits. That for them, what they consider to be context to help people understand why they weren't tested. For us, I think it feels a little too close to putting a lot of the onus in a way on the victim, in the sense of, you know, when they talk about cases where they didn't move forward because the victim did not want to cooperate or it was an unfounded case. I think what we encourage them to do is to take a second look at what's in their backlog and give some consideration to the reforms that have been building in other cities and states, and take a new look at sort of this evolving issue. I think there could be a lot of value to testing those kits in their backlog. I think they might be surprised to see what they find, and that they might actually, it might actually change some of the criminal justice outcomes in these cases.
What are the typical reasons that cities and police departments give for not testing these rape kits?
A lot of reasons that are very similar to what Milwaukee has said publicly over the last few days. Some cities believe that there's no value in testing kits, or little value in testing kits when you already have a suspect. Again, some point to cases that they investigated and decided a crime didn't occur, or some people note that victims did not want to cooperate. I will say, again, pointing to the work being done right now in Detroit and Memphis, when they went back and tested kits, even in cases where it was noted that the victim did not want to cooperate or the case was unfounded, they realized that perhaps their initial assessment of that case was not correct, that for one, this category of victim not wanting to cooperate, it's a very subjective category, which might seem, you know, clear and black and white. Well, the victim didn't want to go forward. If you go back and look at the case files, you can see either that the victim was pressured, you know, by the police not to move forward in some cases, or told that her case wasn't a very strong one, so she should just drop it and not follow through on it. Or in some cases, they might say the victim failed to cooperate when they made a very half-hearted attempt to reach out to the victim, didn't get an immediate response, and so they closed the case. We saw a lot of that going on in Detroit and Memphis. And testing the kit in those cases and getting some very valuable results back from that kit helped police and prosecutors to see that, you know, in some cases, a victim sort of withdrawing from the process may not be as much because the victim didn't want to move forward or the case wasn't founded, but that, you know, it was very difficult for her to come forward to law enforcement, and maybe she didn't receive the treatment she deserved. Maybe she felt a lot of judgment or a lot of pressure to, you know, take back or rescind her allegation. And so, again, I think we really strongly encourage Milwaukee and any city dealing with a number of untested kits in their backlog to take a look back and see what kind of cases are connected to those untested kits and whether they deserve another chance or another look.
Now, Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen has also weighed in, and he said a task force was in place in 2012, and now that a lot of the problems with the backlog have already been rectified, does this mean that maybe Milwaukee doesn't deserve this attention that it's getting, you know, in this list of other cities with backlogs like Seattle and Las Vegas?
Yeah. You know, honestly, any place where we find a significant number of untested kits, and where we haven't necessarily, at least publicly, seen activity of really taking on reforms, we would encourage that city to continue to do some work on this issue. For us, what we highly recommend for cities is that at the city level, they form multidisciplinary task force, forces consisting of police and prosecutors and community-based victim advocates and the crime lab to really study the untested kits and make some decisions about whether they want to move any of them forward for testing, to really look at some of the results they're getting from testing those old kits, and to make a determination whether or not they can move cases forward again that they initially had set aside. So we think Wisconsin certainly deserves the attention, because I think any city or state deserves some attention when there are a significant number of untested rape kits in their backlog. And we hope, you know, they'll perhaps keep an open mind, and we understand that they feel very strongly that those kits that are there for a good reason. But again, we're seeing jurisdiction after jurisdiction that confronts their backlog learning that perhaps those kits that they didn't think had any value ended up having a tremendous value when it came to identifying perpetrators, identifying serial rapists, and getting to move previously closed cases forward through the system.
Sarah, thank you so much for joining us.
Yes, thank you so much for having us. We really appreciate it.
We've been speaking with Sarah Tofte. She's Vice President of Advocacy for the Joyful Heart Foundation. She joined us to talk about rape kit backlogs in Milwaukee and across the state.